seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I've stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. We start off this week with Glenn Campbell, someone we haven't heard from in a very, very long time. These days, a cover of Jackson Browne, and it's not often, Jeff, that we start off the Underground podcast with music that my mother would like, but that's not to say that this isn't a rock and roll show.
Well, Rick, on the Underground podcast, we always try to do the unexpected and to give our listeners little treats. And I think that that song from a brand new album just out, I guess, this week, called Meet Glenn Campbell, is a little treat. There's some nifty, it's a nifty little song. It's a nifty little cover. And, of course, as always on the Underground podcast, Rick, it has a double meaning.
Well, give us the double meaning.
These days, and as we look around us and we see what's going on in the United States of America, we can only shake our head and go, these days.
Yes, indeed, these days. I can't count the disasters these days on one hand, so I got to have at least two or three to count how these days are coming. But let's stick to the music here for a little bit before we go on to our usual rants and raves. It seems like forever that we've heard from Glenn Campbell, and I think it's somewhat appropriate that he has an album called Introducing Glenn Campbell. For those of us who grew up in houses where Glenn Campbell was played quite a bit, that seems like a joke.
You know, it's interesting. Glenn Campbell, because he's done so much crap in his career, because he was always associated with cowboy uniform set in Nashville, never got a lot of respect. But if you listen to a lot of the stuff that he did in the 70s, Wichita Lineman, Galveston, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, those are pretty good songs. And he uses the production that you get with those songs, with all the violins, and he doesn't overwhelm the music like it does on a lot of it. So here's a really interesting record where he covers Green Day, he covers Tom Petty. I think that's Tom Petty. it might be Norman Petty, Buddy Holly's producer. But he covers Billy Joel, and he even covers John Lennon. And it's a really interesting record. I don't know if I like it in terms of saying, yeah, this is something everybody should buy, but there's some pretty good songs on it, and Days is a pretty good song.
We have talked about Glenn Campbell in the past, and I remember him from my youth, the Glenn Campbell Variety Hour from the 1970s, I guess. And that's where my impression comes from, which is not a very good impression. But for those who think that we're too far off in right field here, some folks don't know that Glenn Campbell was a member of the Champs. And that band, one of my favorite little niche rock and roll bands that has that song, I think it's called Tequila.
Well, let's also not forget that back in the 80s, old Glenn kind of lived the lifestyle of a rock and roller with someone named Tanya Tucker.
Oh, now we're deep into the Nashville gossip. So I'm going to say this. One good Glenn Campbell deserves another good Glenn Campbell.
Stop.
the music of Sleater-Kinney right here on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That set, Jeff, dedicated to those folks in southeastern Texas and other states hit by Hurricane Ike. Lots of digging out going on, and Dig Me Out is the name of that Sleater-Kinney song. We started off with The Ode to Galveston, written by Glenn Campbell, done by Sparkle Horse, and in the middle, Sugar with Helpless, Bob Mould's old band Sugar, with an interesting and wonderful tune. But getting back to Galveston, news I read this week, 75% of all of the structures in Galveston are not habitable after the hurricane. And one hopes that the federal government gets it right this time after the mistakes of Katrina and other mistakes dealing with disasters during this particular administration. So now we are on rant patrol, and you can mark me down for my first official rant of the show.
I've actually been to Galveston many times because it's a fairly convenient weekend drive here in Dallas. And most of the island that I know is completely gone. And to count on the Bush administration to do anything else but to line its own pockets and those of its friends is to hope for a miracle. And if I may paraphrase from one of my all-time favorite movies, Rick, the Bush administration has outlawed miracles.
Well, there's certainly little hope that they know how to deal with much, considering the devastation that they will leave behind. As one presidential candidate put it, I'm going to be coping with this mess in 40 days, so I hope they do a better job.
Rick, if someone doesn't like our rants, or...
Who doesn't like our rants?
Or if someone likes our rants, or they just want to request a song, because we love to play requests from our listeners, who are, of course, erudite and intelligent.
Let me just stick this in here
before
you go where you're going, because I know where you're going, and I think our listeners do too, which is maybe they're, because I've been ranting, I also owe some mea culpas, and I think there's some other mea culpas coming later. But the request bin is brimming over, and I'm the one who's responsible for getting the requests into the show, and I have been negligent lately because... and selfish, really, truly, that wanting to get some things that I wanted to get in the show. And, of course, Jeff needs to get his spot in the show, too. So we have been neglecting the audience, and we apologize to you, but more requests are coming, we promise.
And so that you know that we do not forget you on Ivory Towers Radio, because it is all about the music. Send us an email. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio, all one word, @att.net.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
just a little earthquake, 8.3. Robin Lane and the Chartbusters on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. Jeff's New Wave, that's from a 1980 EP, Live, called Five Live. And Rick, Robin Lane and the Chartbusters came out a little bit towards the end of the new wave, did one really good record called Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, a second album, still pretty good, and then disappeared, as so many bands do.
You certainly are the aficionado of new wave bands that have their moment, maybe their 15 minutes, and disappear. I'm glad that you chart those for us.
Well, one reason I chart them for us is because many of them were very good and deserved much more than their 15 minutes. But, rant alert. But because the record companies and radio didn't have any interest in good music, they only got their 15 minutes.
Well, see, if they had hung out with the right people in New York, I'm thinking Andy Warhol, who invented the whole 15-minute concept, then maybe they would have had more than 15 minutes. I want to make one slight off-the-music comment,
yeah.
And I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, because
of
it is all about the music, but I have no idea what an 8.3 would be like, but I've been through a 7.6, and that was the scariest moment in my life. And as you know me, I am a reporter who has been in some weird and strange places in my life, and I have covered all sorts of disasters, including hurricanes. But an earthquake, that is the scariest thing, at least for me.
Well, I feel a political rant coming on after that.
Take your shot, sir, because we're off the music zone now, so you might as well take your shot.
I think what this country needs is a good 8.3 earthquake, and I think we need to really shake things up in about 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And so those of us who are listening who do live in the United States, I don't care who you vote for, but go out there and vote for somebody and show the people in Washington that it's still our country and we can still change how it's run.
Well, I'm glad you have that sentiment, and I will go out and cast my vote, too. But those who not just listen to the Underground podcast, where we do occasionally rant and rave about politics and mostly rant and rave about rock and roll, know that we also have the Ivory Towers blog, where we do rant and rave even more about politics, with also a good hefty slice of music and culture and some other wonderful things, including sports. And Jeff is ranting and raving on the blog this week, and in good form, about the current economic crisis in the U.S. And I challenge folks to go back and listen to earlier podcasts from this year. Mr. Jeff Siegel and I didn't try to predict what was happening, but we certainly laid down a few ideas that what's happening this week, you could see it coming earlier in the year. And it was just as scary then as it is now. There's no fun in being right.
We did not want to be right.
We did not want to be right, but the blog proves it. And if you go and read it, you'll see. So check us out over there. And you can find us at www.ivorytowers.com. Plenty to read. Read Jeff's wonderful political commentary. One more time, you can find us at www.ivorytowers, and that's Towers with a Z or a Zeta or a Z at the end, www.ivorytowers.com.
Harbor lights will change your plans more than George or Derby can. What a sight. Flickering like prayers of grace, how could you ever lose this place? What a sign. But I'm sure I don't stand a ghost of a chance to stay here past the time when all my jets run out. To stay here past the time when all my chains run down. Chinese junks are drifting in, the foghorn blows its lonely across the stars. Glistening fluorescent tears, finally know what kept me here. And I wonder if you are making it through. We all hang from a single thread and a thousand truths. We all hang from a single thread and a thousand truths.
Harbor Lights from the Walkabouts here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. The Walkabouts, a Seattle band that just kind of fits into the middle, not quite grunge, not quite punk, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We started out with Ghost of Thunder from the Replacements. That would be off their 1985 classic, Tim, and that is truly a great name for an album. And in the middle, brand new music, or reasonably brand new music, by Paul Westerberg, Board of Education, from his MP3-only release called 49 Minutes. And Rick, even from Paul Westerberg, that was a kind of an odd way to do it, wasn't it?
Well, there's some interesting things about that release because I think it's been pulled.
Really?
Yes.
What do we think that means?
Well, I have done a little bit of reading up for once. Those that know this show know that I often shoot from the hip, off the cuff, whatever you'd like to say. And this time, though, I have read up a bit on this. And he has a couple of new singles out, MP3 singles, And I'm not sure if this one's still out. There was one called 505 that was pulled, but there's a joke that Westerberg is making there about time, believe it or not, with all those numbers. But he included a song on that release, the full album release, that included a medley of items that were coming through a radio, and for whatever reasons, he did not get the proper copyright for them, and the copyright holders, as you know, will raise hell with the RIAA, and his record company didn't back him up on this, and they asked for it to be pulled, and it was.
Once again, record companies, they're such wonderful corporate people, aren't they?
Well, this is almost the perfect underground podcast because we have had rants of all shapes and sizes on this podcast, and now it's time for your RIAA rant, or at least 30 seconds of one.
No, I'm not going to do it because something occurred to me, Rick. If we've still got 5 weeks or so till the election and we're this cranky now, how is anybody going to be able to listen to us in 2 or 3 weeks?
I don't know how anybody's going to get through the rest of the show, and we have more musical crankiness, so crank it up after this.
Restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
What?
Lock Me Up, The Kicks, brand new music on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. A little power pop there. The Kicks from Little Rock, Arkansas. That album is off their new album. That song is off their new album called Lock Me Up earlier this year. We started off with a little blast from the late 1970s, early 1980s. The Shivers, Please Stand By, Milwaukee's favorite power pop band of that era. And in the middle, a band that defies critical, generical explanation. The Cars, were they power pop, were they new wave, or were they just good?
Just good.
You know, it's amazing because you listen to The Cars and you go, well, the lyrics really don't say a whole lot. The subject's kind of obvious, and yet that song is, I don't know, what, 25, 30 years old? That's off of their first album called The Cars, and it's still pretty good.
It can get you revved up, and that's what rock and roll is supposed to do.
Very much true, very much true. And how about, as a treat for our listeners, Rick, no rants here?
No rants. That's sort of a kick in the pants, isn't it?
Something like that.
Oh, I could not get away from that, and I'll catch trouble for saying that later. But, you know, Jeff, we started off the show saying one good deserves another. Well, in this case, I think one good kick, that deserves another too.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
We'll be right back.
kick out the jams. That's definitely what we're doing this week on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That cover from Rage Against the Machine, and if there's any band that can try to come close to the original, it's Rage Against the Machine. But I got to tell you, Jeff, the original, still heavier, still more electric, and still angrier than that version.
I think that says a whole lot about the MC5, because I didn't think anybody could even come close to the MC5's version of Kick Out the Jams, and that's a really impressive cover.
It's an impressive cover. It's a clean cover, and the original is not clean by radio standards, and we mean there's some curse words in there. But the Motor City 5, the MC5, just a fantastic band that came out of Detroit in the 1960s and still influential.
As you can tell by listening to that.
Well, and I think that cover proves it.
All right, since we're in a no-rant zone, does that mean that it's time for my favorite part of the show?
Well, the music is doing the ranting now, and we'll maybe catch up with it a bit later, because there's never too many rants on the Ivory Towers podcast, but yeah, it's the favorite part of the show.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Thank you.
brand new, lacquered, polished, bouffant, hairband metal for you, Jeff, this week in the Metal Shop. New music from the crew, Motley Crue, with Saints of Los Angeles, the title track from their latest release earlier this year.
Rick, was that kind of short for a metal song?
As metal songs go, yeah, that's right there in the Jeff Siegel perfect song zone.
That's what I thought. It seemed way too short.
3 minutes and 40 seconds, and because there aren't a whole lot of lead solos there, that release got sort of mixed reviews, but that band, probably one of the leading hair bands of its time, 80s, 90s, when the crew were huge, well, they are back together again touring, and I guess they ran out of money and they had to go back on the road. But that's pretty good. That's actually, I think, a pretty good cut, and the crew, probably one of those few of the hair bands that actually transcended the genre.
All right, as we continue in our rant-free zone.
I don't know why we're in a rant-free zone. I feel now compelled, but the free speech advocate in me feels compelled to say something. But I don't want to rant against the crew, because I actually think that they're an interesting band. What will we say, I guess, about them, other than they represent the trailer park zone of the heavy metal shop?
I like that. That's actually very good. There you go.
Oh, maybe it's just because that band was so big when I lived in Florida. I just, the images of those special manufactured homes and hearing their songs on the radio just seemed to go together for me. But, well, if you are interested in more than just hairband metal, because actually we haven't played a whole lot of that in the Metal Shop. We play a wide variety of metal in the Metal Shop. If you're interested in checking out more, well, we've got a message coming up for you. Stick around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9. You can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivorytowers.z/radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivorytowers.radio. That's Towers with a Z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Speak. sun is shining, the clouds are blue rolling by. With flames from the dragon of darkness, the sunlight of lines, yes I. Drums and flags and trumpets playing, armies in the night are praying, hymns of hate to have their souls blessed for the morning. Autumn cracks the leaves of pity.
Winter chokes the cries of mercy. Can you free me? Can you love me? Can you leave me here in
the music of Sandy Denny on the Underground Podcast this week. Oh, the late, great Sandy Denny. We love her so much. And those listeners from the last show will know how much we do appreciate her and appreciate her music and her sounds. We started off that set with new music from Candlebox, Into the Sun, and in the middle, The Battle of Evermore from Led Zeppelin, featuring Sandy Denny in a bit of a duet with Robert Plant, and that is one of the great duets of rock and roll. And there's a reason, Jeff, that we played Sandy Denny 2 weeks in a row, and we don't normally do that on the podcast, but I mentioned earlier that there were some mea culpas coming, and this is the big mea culpa from me that just talking about Sandy Denny and her work last week, I mentioned that she had done another great duet with Mick Jagger. And even though that she is known as a bit of a duet artist and a solo artist too, as you can tell from that last piece, she was not the singer with Mick Jagger on Gimme Shelter, which is what I had said. That singer was actually Mary Clayton, and so a bit of an apology to Ms. Clayton, who has had a long career and is still around, unlike Sandy Denny. And Mary Clayton has sung backup and done singing with not just the Stones, but also with Neil Young and Joe Cocker, Leonard Skinner, and Ray Charles, too. So she has quite a career and continues to be a wonderful background singer, and you can hear on Gimme Shelter. But I guess that's my apology, but also another great excuse to hear the wonderful Sandy Denny on our show.
Well, that wasn't too bad, Rick.
What do you mean, the mistake or my apology?
No, it was a very sensitive, sensible mea culpa. And usually, generally, when we make a mistake on the Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, we make them so badly that we're apologizing for 30 minutes of a 90-minute show.
Well, true, and truth be told, if you go back in the archives and listen to the older shows, we often making mistakes every week, and luckily, sometimes correcting those mistakes on the very same show. We don't often make as many as we used to in the early days. We do our homework more these days, but those confounded ad-libs, we just want to get them in, and sometimes we're just talking off the top of our head too much, and that's why I think you've installed the rant-free zone into the show.
Rant-free zone, I'm going to get through the rest of this show without a rant for two reasons. One of which is so our listeners can have a rant-free show, because, as I said, with the election coming up, we'll have plenty of rants for them to listen to. And secondly, because if we don't rant, there's less chance we'll make a mistake.
Well, many people would say the rant from the very beginning is a mistake because they disagree with our point of view. But since we're in a rant-free zone, we are now actually in the part of the show that where we're responsible for at least giving more than just history, but also some memorials to people of importance in rock and roll. And last week, after we had already taped the Underground Podcast, Richard Wright, keyboardist from Pink Floyd, passed away. And we have to give honor where honor's due. Wright and Pink Floyd, certainly one of the great psychedelic bands, art rock bands, again, another band hard to categorize and classify, certainly one whose sound changed and whose sound was very influential. And as a keyboardist, Wright is someone, if you've listened to Pink Floyd, you know his work, because it's always bubbling underneath. And although he's not one of the members of that band who gets their credit and their due for being one of the creative forces in that band, I think he's underappreciated. And we know we like to tip our hats to those who are underappreciated. So we want to say goodbye this week in an unusual way. We don't always end with music, but we want to say goodbye this week with Richard Wright. So before we do that, Jeff, any closing remarks, but rant-free, of course.
Rant-free zone, but stay tuned for the next show, in which I'm willing to bet either you or I, or both of us, will have something to say about the current world situation.
Well, with that, thanks for joining us this week on the Underground Podcast, Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., and today, in honor of Richard Wright of Pink Floyd, we leave you with some Floyd music. Take care. Join us next time, and peace. Thank you.